It's Shiva Asapatthamas, and we're talking about the song that the night sings. L'hagid ba'boker, relating your kindness in the morning, your faithfulness in the nights. And we've explained that the night refers to Golus, and the daytime refers to Geula, to redemption. So you know the trust game? It's that one where you have kind of to fall back into somebody's arms and just kind of hope that they're there. Presumably, you wouldn't do that with somebody that doesn't like you. So why do you trust them? Because they've got that track record. But the thing is, if you can't see them, and seeing is believing, then obviously, it must be because you know that they are going to help. And therefore, the second point is that that thing must be embedded inside of you, knowing that it's there within you. We, when describing the colors or not colors, however you want to scientifically explain it, of black and white, we explained after a lot of investigation that black has absorbed all the colors within, so the light doesn't escape, but it's inside. So it's there. You just have to be able to see inside. You know, when people talk about Musa, self-discipline, the idea that the Musa schools used to propound is that you should learn through a sefer of Musa of how to develop the self, develop the psyche, and that's important. But the other half of your time should actually be spent taking one phrase that is important to you in terms of your personal growth and say it again and again and again until it's internalized. Internalization does not mean that you know it by heart, but it means that you feel it in your heart. It's not meant to be reflected outwards, it's meant to be reflected inwards. Have you ever wondered why, when you're trying to really focus on something, really concentrate, you close your eyes? I mean, obviously not if you're concentrating on driving, but you narrow your eyes, you close them. Why? Because the answer, the truth, the reality is going to be within. You sleep at night, or when you sleep, your eyes are closed, and that's when you have those dreams. The dreams are the portal to that inner soul. We spoke about this already during the Omer about chaloim being a dream and chaloim being a window, that window into the soul. That is the concept of, I guess, what you'd call night vision, being able to really see in the dark. One of the great Hasidic masters was known as the Choyzer of Lublin. The Choyzer is one of the words for Novi in Tanakh. Choyzer means a seer, somebody who can see. Now, the truth is, he basically went blind, not so far into his life. But this man, this great tzaddik who was blind, could see things across the world. He could see things about you. He could understand the stories that you will find about him. Well, you know what? They don't say that about you and me. And we said that this concept of Golus and Geula, night and day, is really, really relevant for this time of year. Shiva Asapatthamas. Tamas, as we said, is, on the one hand, the name of an idol, but that's how it is now. But really, Zaman Matan Torasenu, the time of the giving of the Torah. It should have been the culmination of all of that. But for some reason, it got turned. Shiva Asapatthamas and Tisha B'Av should have been Yomim Tovim. They should be Yomim Tovim. Maybe still they could be this year. As the Pasuk says in Eicha, Kora Olai Moed, the Moed, literally fixed time or appointed time, but it means a Yom Tov festival, calls out to me. And actually, the truth is, that's why we don't say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av, because it should be a Moed, it should be a Yom Tov, except the light turned to dark because the luchos were smashed. But we have said before the story with the Imrei Emes, when that man, the Ger HaChassid, who came to his Rebbe after the war, having lost everything, and they cried together till there were no more tears to shed. And afterwards, the Imrei Emes said to him, "Do you know, you might have a bit of a question here. The first set of luchos and the second set of luchos were in the Oroin, placed in the ark. Second set I get, because they're usable, they're workable. The first set were shattered. Why did you put them in there? Secondly, if you look at the description of the shattering in Devarim, Moshe says, I smashed them in front of their eyes. Well, what's the significance of in front of their eyes? So we explained that the first set of luchos were written by Hashem. Something that's divinely written, there's no way that it could really be smashed. In our human short-sightedness, it looks smashed, it looks broken, but really it was never smashed. How is it never smashed, though, I thought to myself after I was thinking about the story. Well, we actually say that we have kosov aluach lebecha, things that are written in your heart. We know that Hashem said that the Aseret HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, then the neshamos left their bodies. He then said the first two again, and then the neshamos left their body again, and then Moshe said the other eight. Those first two were therefore said twice. It was embedded in their heart. It was internalized. The two first were Anoich Hashem Anikecha, I am Hashem your God, and Loi Yielcha. There should not be any other. That's Sur Meirah v'Ase Toiv. That's the negative and the positive way of serving Hashem, i.e. avoiding the negative and engaging with the positive. It's inscribed on the heart. Amazingly, we actually spoke about the correlation yesterday that the point of the beginning, the lead up to Aseret HaDibros, was the Sefiras HaOmer. And the whole Avodah, the whole point of the Sefiras HaOmer was Sur Meirah, turn away from the negative, the first 32 days, Lev, and then Aseh Toiv, do positively good. Toiv, which of course is 17, the last 17 days of the Omer. Again, we've got the beginnings of the Omer, Shavuos, and the end of the Omer, which should have been, the end of Matan Torah, I should say, which was Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, both cloaked by tragedy. Firstly, Rabbi Akiva students in terms of the year, and then we have Shiva Asa B'Tammuz and the Egel Azov. Now, who was Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, as we know, he is the scion of, he is the paradigm of Torah Shebaal Peh. Sorry, the second set of luchos, the first set of luchos, say Chazal, it imply, you see the Yerushalmi and Shkolim and Medrash Rabbah, kind of had all the Torah Shebaal Peh sort of within it, in between the lines. That's why it's chorus ala luchos, freed from self-interest, freed from death. This was the first set of luchos. It was something incredible. But because we only have the second set of luchos, that made us need to produce the Torah Shebaal Peh ourselves. And Rabbi Akiva is the master of all of that. He's the parallel with Moshe Rabbeinu. Now watch this. The Arizal says that Rabbi Akiva was a Gilgal of all people, of Zimri, the man who Pinchos killed to stop the plague. And how many people died in that plague, says the Arizal? Well, no, says the Pasuk, 24,000 people from the Shevet Shimon. And Rabbi Akiva students, 24,000. Lo noagu kovod zeh lo zeh. They didn't give enough each other enough kovod. The Mekubalim say, the Kabbalists say, it's because if they were so great and they understood what happened in the past, they couldn't bring themselves to look each other in the face, and therefore there was a certain lack of kovod. Kovod, which of course is lev, which is the heart. It's also 32. That's the Lev Toiv in Golus, the hidden side, the darkness of the Lev Toiv. Toiv is 17. Toiv is a word that doesn't appear in the first set of Luchos. Almost, says the B'nai Yisoschar, as if it's predicted. Comes up twice in the second set of Luchos. Even the letter Tes is not in the first set of Luchos. Says the B'nai Yisoschar, yeah, that's why Aaron says Chag Lashem Mochor. Tomorrow will be a Chag, because it should have been. Unfortunately, it wasn't. But Mochor, as we know from Megillas Esther, also means the future. Yes, the future, there will be another chance. 17th of Tammuz, 17 is Toiv. Because that is what we're trying to get back to. Within the darkness of the Golus, understand that Hashem is carrying us. That Hashem is looking after us. He's with us. And it's for us to relight and refind the light at the end of that tunnel of darkness so that we can really, really appreciate and have total clarity.